40. Sleeping Dogs. A noise had woken Griff, and he opened his eyes to see a hand snaking toward him. He threw himself silently to the corner of the room. The man reached for where his neck had been only a second before. The intruder's face was hidden behind a rag, but his shape was Modo's. It was that ugly beast. Griff held his breath, slowing his heart and making himself small, exactly the way Miss Hakandottir had taught him to do it. He was more than invisible. He became only eyes. Yes, it was working. He needed to cough, but stifled the feeling. After Modo had left the room, Serdar, Monturiol, and Colette each passed the doorway. They had escaped and somehow gotten aboard the Actinio. He hung back for a few minutes. He heard a small noise, a cry for help, down the hall. They'd caught someone else by surprise. He had slept on the submarine ship because the room Miss Hakandottir had assigned him on the Wyvern was far too cold. Not a coal heater to be spared. He'd left the door to his cabin closed, but somehow Modo had guessed he was inside. Now that he thought of it, the Actinio was listing. Something had happened to a ballast tank, making his door swing open. Stupid Icarians! Not one lock on this ship. No, he realized. That couldn't be true. The engine room was locked. Griff stole down the hallway and found the unconscious engineer. He jammed a thumb deep into his ribs, but the man only groaned. Useless. Griff hadn't told the crew he was aboard. At least no one would rat him out. A gunshot echoed as he crept into the library. This made him stop for another minute and listen. Voices carried down the stairwell. They had seized the ship. Then a figure in uniform slouched down the stairs, but Griff recognized him at once as Modo. His body was still twisted in that odd shape, though his face had changed. He passed within inches of Griff. Griff looked about for something to strike him with, but the library had only books and a few small statues. If he missed, the room was small enough that Modo could lash out and hit him with a lucky blow. Griff stepped back as Modo returned, carrying the engineer. He waited, then climbed the stairs. He found himself alone on the bridge with Colette and Monturiol. There was a spear gun on the ground, unloaded. There was a pistol in Colette's belt, but it was tucked in too well. He might have trouble getting it out. Grab it! Grab it! But he only stood there. No matter how much he imagined Miss Hakandottir's disappointment, he couldn't act. He was so used to watching. Bah! He retreated to a corner. His moment to strike would come.